Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
I'm so happy to connect with you this evening. I hope you can hear me. I'm actually live at a coffee shop, which is very fitting for Latte of Heaven. But that's the reason I will not be doing mediumship readings during the second half, because I needed to be a little less energy in the environment in order to connect with your loved ones on the other side. But I will do psychic readings tonight, and I promise with all my heart, next week I will do a mediumship show and plan to be in a nice, quiet place so I can connect with your loved ones clearly and really make that nice mediumship connection and get you those love messages from the other side. But tonight I'm going to stick once again with psychic because I am in a public place and there's lots of energy going on, but I'm so happy to connect with you guys tonight. As always, I have so much to talk to you guys about, and so tonight's topic is actually going to be, well, it's going to be a twofer. The first thing is I want to talk to you about synchronicity and how I know people say quite often all things happen for a reason, but I have a beautiful example of that that happened to me today, so I want to share that with you. I also want to talk a little bit about what's going on energetically, just to have a little bit of a better understanding of what's going on right now in this lovely month of February that's just flying by. So we'll definitely cover a little bit about that. But first off, I want to thank you guys so very much for helping me come up with a name for my fan base. I know I mentioned last week that I had a contest running about coming up with a name for my fan base, and so I did choose the name, and the name, if you haven't heard, is Pocket Pixies. Yay! And it's Pocket Pixies because I feel a very strong connection with fairy energy. And after doing a little bit of research, I realized that in some cultures, a pixie is considered to be a young fairy, and they're actually like this little creature that hasn't quite gotten their wings yet because they need to do more good deeds in the world before getting their wings. So I thought it was the perfect analogy for you guys that are, you know, on your spiritual path and hoping to learn and grow. It's a great analogy to think about, you know, continuing to grow and hopefully get your fairy wings. I also thought it was a really just a fun thing to think about. And, yes, I got a couple emails about this. Males and guys can be pixies. In fact, Puck from Midsummer Night's Dream was a pixie, and he was male. So everyone is welcome. And everyone can be a pixie, and everyone has the potential to become a fairy. Yay! So I'm very excited about that, and I'll be mentioning the name on the social media platforms, and I'm going to continue to do the Psychic in Your Pocket videos. They've been really fun. I've tried to show you a little bit about my personal life, a little bit about my spiritual journey, make it fun, make it educational, so please continue to subscribe to those. And actually, tonight after the show, probably about 30 minutes after the show, I'll be choosing three subscribers from YouTube who are subscribed to the channel, M. Hevener, my last name, H-E-V-E-N-O-R. 94. Three people subscribe to that channel to receive the three free email readings. So if you haven't subscribed, please do tonight, and you'll have a chance to win. And I'll be doing that once a month. I try to do it at the beginning of the month, but this month has already started off a little bit crazy, so I'm a little bit behind, but I promise every month I will definitely be doing that for you guys. So the story that I wanted to share with you to show a beautiful example of synchronicity was that this morning I got up super early. I was inspired by spirit to get up early, and I had a day full of appointments. So I got up early, and I was doing meditation, because a lot of times I get messages from my guide about the appointments that are going to be for the day that will carry on through the day. So, for example, I will go into meditation, and then I'll hear 8:30. This is for 8:30. And I don't know anything about the appointment or the client except the first name and typically their appointment time. And if it's over the phone, then, of course, I have their phone number. But other than that, I don't even have the last name. I just have a first name and sometimes a telephone number and an appointment time. But my guide will say, this is for your 8:30 appointment. And then I'll go into meditation and I'll ask for protection so that I get information that's for client's highest good and so that I don't take on any of the issues that, you know, that they may be dealing with, but I help to serve on the highest plane possible and still protect my own energy. And then my guide will just start giving me information like, your 8:30 wants to know about her job situation, or your 8:30 really wants to connect with her uncle. And then sure enough, the uncle in spirit will pop right through, and I usually will be able to see them, and then I know that they're connected to that appointment, and they'll give their loving messages. And they always come back also when I'm with the client, if the client is looking for mediumship, but it's just to give me a little bit of an idea of what they'd like the main focus of the message to be, only because you have to think of spirit as sitting on a, kind of sitting on a cell phone charger, and they have a limited amount of energy that they can really come through strong. So that's why they don't often give the details like their addresses or their telephone numbers or even sometimes their first names, because they have such a limited amount of energy that they can give these messages that they just really come through with what they want their loved one to know, or to let their loved one know that they're definitely around. They will tell things about themselves that I could only know if I was talking to them, or about things going on in loved one's life from their perspective, from the loved one in spirit's perspective. So that's a little bit about how it works for me. But anyway, I was preparing for my appointments today, and as usual, Robin came in. Robin's my guide, and she was telling me just a little overview of what each client for the day was looking for, whether it be psychic or mediumship or medical intuitive information. So I take little notes just so I have a mental image of kind of what the day is going to look like a little bit. And all of a sudden, I see my DJ headphones on the side of my bed. And this is a little tidbit I'll give you about myself. I am such a music fanatic, as I always tell you guys, but you guys don't know how much how big my obsession for music is. It's usually my form of meditation, but I also sleep with my headphones. Like, one thing, I don't want to wake anyone else up in the house, because I tend to be very much a night owl, and that's the witching hour, and that's when I connect with spirit sometimes. They come through with more messages, and then I have to sage the house, so it can be a little bit of a routine. But I use music to really connect and to really be my form of meditation, and I also use it to help me go to sleep. And so I literally sleep with headphones, yes, in my bed. So usually they're kind of out of the way, but they're always there with me. And I saw my headphones on my bed today, and I heard in my head you need to take them with you, but you need to, like, actually wear them. And if you're familiar with DJ headphones, you know they're not, like, the little earbuds that you get with an iPod or, you know, any kind of device like that. They're pretty big, and they're padded, have really good bass quality and things like that. And so they can be a bit bulky, but I heard from Robin, you need to wear them around your neck. So then my friend came in the room, and she's like, oh, Melissa, because I was in a hurry to get out of the house and, you know, settle in and get ready for the first appointment. And she said to me, oh, Melissa, do you want me to grab your headphones and put them in your computer bag so you can carry them easily? And I said, no, I have to wear them. And I was very insistent on this. So I threw them around my neck, and they're my favorite color. They're purple, and I absolutely love them. But I threw them around my neck. I go into the little place where I like to get coffee in the morning and was preparing for my first appointment and kind of just settling in. And all of a sudden, this woman walks up to me, and she says, where did you get those headphones? And I said, oh, I purchased them online. I got them from Amazon, and I thought she was interested in having a pair. So before I know it, she sits down in front of me at the table, and she says, hi, I'm the vice president of the company of those headphones, and I was just really drawn to you, and I was wondering if you'd like to do commercials for our company. Now, I was floored, because then I understood why I couldn't have the headphones in my bag. I had to have them around my neck. Otherwise, she wouldn't have seen me with them. And so I explained to her how much I love them. She told me things about them that I didn't even know they could do, which was really cool. You can bend them in every direction. They don't break. And you can actually plug in another set of headphones into them on the other side, because my headphone jack is on one side. You can plug another headphone jack on the other side, and someone else can actually listen to what you're listening to from their headphones, which I didn't even know about. And she told me this, which is really exciting. But then we got to talking, and she's very much a spiritual person, and I told her, you know, what I do, which I'm very proud of myself, because I've gotten to the place now where when someone says, what do? I automatically say, you know, I'm a spiritual advisor, I'm a medium and a psychic, and I kind of explain that. And she was all for that, and she's like, I just love your energy, and I'm going to send you these headphones in every color and just wear them out or use them as much as you want, and I'd love for you to do commercials for the company. I couldn't believe it. So then, of course, after she left, I was looking into it a little bit more. And the company is based out of California, which I'm going to be traveling to in a couple of weeks. So I emailed her. I told her I was going to be in town, and we're going to set up to do those commercials. So it just shows that was such a synchronicity, in sync event to happen. And so you're probably going to see lots of pictures on all the platforms of me wearing these different colored, amazing headphones, and that's why. Because I'm sort of going to become a spokesperson for the company. So you'll be seeing a little bit more about that. But that's a beautiful example of a synchronicity, and why when you get those little feelings, or you hear that little voice in your head, or you have that feeling in your tummy, oh, I need to do this, but it doesn't quite make sense why, you absolutely have to listen, because you have no idea what spirit has planned for you. And so I just thought that was a beautiful example of a synchronicity. And I know a lot of times we get busy in our, you know, day-to-day routine, and sometimes we hear those messages or we get those thoughts in our head and they seem really random, and we kind of blow them off or don't pay attention, and they can sometimes get lost. But it just goes to show that it's a beautiful opportunity for spirit to bring something into your life that you never even fathomed or thought about before. Another really good example of something like it, along the same lines, is unfortunately this week my friend also was running a little bit late to work, and she's usually extremely punctual and very much on time and usually early to work, but she was running a little bit late, kind of, you know, talking to herself in her head, oh, I'm running late, and, you know, to myself, I should really hurry up. But she kept getting delayed and she kept getting delayed. And she was like, what's going on? Because I did everything that I normally do, except I changed one thing and I'm so behind. Well, it turns out the road that she usually takes to get to work, there was a 4 to 5 car pileup. And it happened right at the time that she's usually at the light on that road to go to work. So it very well could be that she could have ended up in that car pileup. And so this was Spirit's way of delaying her process, even though to her it seemed like a really negative thing. It was actually a huge, huge blessing, and it was very apparent that but that's why things kind of fell into place the way that they did. So at lunch today, I was talking to a dear friend of mine. We were talking about synchronicities and how things happen for a reason. And we also started talking about how it seems like when you get to a certain level on your spiritual path or at a certain point, it doesn't necessarily have to be a level. I don't really like to think of it in terms of levels, but just a certain point, that sometimes some of your closest friends, people that you felt really close to, you can sort of drift apart from. And it doesn't mean that they're gone from your life forever, but you just sort of have a bit of a distance between you. And I said to her that sometimes I think of that as Spirit kind of cleaning our house, our spiritual house. And as I said, it doesn't mean necessarily that the person won't come back or that you won't have that closeness again, but for some reason, the vibrations just really aren't mixing, and they're really concentrated on one area of their life, and you're concentrating on something else, so your energies aren't blending the same way. And it could be that after a short break or after a period of time, it'll start to be in sync again, or it could be, you know, that their time in your life is kind of served its purpose and it's kind of you're on to a new chapter. That's really up to Spirit, and it's up to you, and it's up to what's going on in both of your lives. But that's something that can sometimes happen, and I think it's along the same vibration as those synchronicity and those types of events. So I just wanted to touch on that a little bit, because I know also that there are several people that are kind of going through a phase in their spiritual growth or in their life right now where they feel like they're becoming distant to some people that they felt really close to. And it can cause, you know, a bit of a feeling of being lost or maybe not understanding why it's happening. But usually it's happening for the higher good of both people. And as I said, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a permanent thing, but it's just something going on energetically. Which brings me to the other main thing I wanted to let you guys know. If you don't already know, we are definitely in Mercury retrograde. So if you find that you're having trouble with your cell phone, if you find that you're having trouble with communications, if you find you're having trouble with email or computers, that's definitely why. I have been finding that my emails are disappearing. Like, literally, I finish typing them, they're disappearing. And then when I go to send, they're not there, and I know that I sent them. Or, like, having one letter missing or different in an email address that I've sent to a million times, but it's the wrong address all of a sudden. And then I realized, because a friend of mine posted, we're in Mercury retrograde, aha, that's the culprit. So if you're finding that that's happening, we're definitely smack in the middle of that. Unfortunately, I'm not exactly sure when it ends, but we just started, so I would think that we'll be in it at least probably another 10 days to 2 weeks. If we're lucky, it'll be that short. So just be aware if you have important communications that you might want to delay that for a couple weeks, if at all possible. And if there is miscommunications, and they don't even have to be electronic, but verbal miscommunications or misinterpreting body language, that's the energy that's kind of bouncing around. So don't take them too much to heart. And definitely, I think one of the best remedies for Mrs. Mercury in retrograde when she's out of shape is to really just talk things out in the open, clear the air, face to face. I think that text and electronic communications only amplify the energy of, can at all cut back on your electronic communications, at least for this time period, do, because it'll probably benefit you. And then if there does pop up, you know, some kind of miscommunication, don't hesitate to really sit down face to face, put the electronic devices down and talk so where you can see each other and read your body language and actually hear the inflections in the voices, because in your voices, because that really does cause miscommunication. And I always think it's important to just let it be known when that stuff's going on, so things kind of make more sense when they're not making sense. So I wanted to share that with you. And also, I've gotten to a point where I've answered a lot of your questions that you've come up with for the Psychic in Your Pocket videos. So if you have new questions or new topics that you'd like me to cover, whether it be Mercury retrograde, whether it be these synchronicities like I mentioned, if you'd like me to expand on something that I've already talked about, because I just did a video recently, because February 4th was World Cancer Day, so I did a video honoring World Cancer Day, indicating that, of course, I can't wait till the day that we celebrate that cancer doesn't exist, so it'll be a big party day, and we can all be happy and celebrate for the ending of that beast. But I did a big video on that, and I talked about the Bodhi tree and how the Bodhi tree is a really special tree, and I showed a picture of it. It is an actual tree, and it's of meditation. And it's believed in the folklore that if you're under the Bodhi tree, you're protected from all evil. So in a lot of Oriental folklore, it's believed that even dragons would take refuge under the Bodhi tree. And if you haven't seen a Bodhi tree, please check out that video. But it has huge, huge branches. And it shows the branches going into the ground. And it really branches out, almost like an oak, but just with layers and layers of branches. And it blooms into these beautiful fruits. So it's also believed the higher the fruit on the tree that you're able to reach in your meditation, the more you're becoming enlightened on your spiritual path. So I know a couple of you have written to me about having trouble focusing when you're meditating. You might want to check out an image of the Bodhi tree, because it's kind of an easy to access image once you see it. And it's kind of very practical in terms of focusing and just imagining that fruit. And the higher you can reach the fruit, the more your vibration is raised during that particular meditation or during that particular week, depending how often you meditate. And the other thing I love about it is the idea that it's believed if you look at the center of the tree, it represents all of us in union, and all being connected and rooted to the planet. So if during Mercury retrograde you find that your energy is just really up in the air with the fairies and you need to feel more connected to the earth, it's a great way to visualize the Bodhi tree and imagine yourself deeply rooted in the planet but still able to reach up to that high fruit. So you're elevating your vibration, but you can still function while Mercury in retrograde is causing havoc. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I will definitely be doing readings, but because I am in a coffee shop and there's tons of energy, it would be really hard to kind of distinguish your loved ones coming through versus the loved ones of the other people that are around me here. So I will be doing psychic readings tonight. If you'd like me to look into some synchronicities that are happening in your life or something psychic or medical, feel free to call in. And Mark, who I love dearly, will give you all that information, and I can't wait to connect with you guys. Can you give out the number, please?
Yeah, my microphone works better if I don't have it muted.
I was like, where did it go? Okay. That's okay. Maybe we needed a minute just to gather our thoughts.
Okay, so we have a whole bunch of people in the call queue, which we're going to take in a minute. So all you that have been waiting, I haven't forgotten about you. And if anybody wants to call in, there's plenty of rooms, so call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. You've been listening to Melissa Heavener. She's on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find out about this show and other shows at our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, Melissa, you ready?
Sure.
All right. Melvin, you're on with Melissa. Go ahead.
Hi, Melvin. Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to see, questions about my I went ahead on and filed for my taxes today, and I just want to see, will there be any problem for the amount that I've seen? Will I get that amount? Will I have any problem tomorrow?
I'm sorry, Darwin, I couldn't hear you. Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just asking about, will I have any problems with my income tax return on tomorrow? I went and filled them out today, and the guy told me that, you know, to check back with him, he could give me a little small loan on them. But the amount that he told me that I was getting back, will I get that amount?
Okay, give me one second here. Let me connect to the energy. Yes, I do think you will get the amount. I don't think it'll happen as quickly as tomorrow, but it is right around the corner, so I think it's probably going to happen maybe Monday. I don't see it happening tomorrow, but I do see you getting that amount. So you just have to be a little bit more patient, but it is coming. And I also see it as being, like, it'll come in twos. So there may be one check, and then for some reason another part of it will be held just a little bit longer, like a couple more days. But in total, you will get the amount that you were told. I feel very strongly about that. I just think you have to be patient for a couple more days.
Okay, well, I mean, because I asked him, and his name is Mr. Vic, and I asked him, you know, today, could I get a little small loan on my taxes, and he told me to wait until tomorrow. So when I call him tomorrow, do you see him giving me a small loan?
Okay, that's why I'm seeing it in twos, because I saw two payments. So thank you for clarifying. That's why I believe you'll get the loan, and then you'll get the rest of it a little bit later, but it's definitely coming, and that explains why I saw it coming in twos. So thank you.
Yes. Okay. Well, yes.
Good luck to you, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll get to that mute button faster. All right, let's bring Ashley on. Ashley, you're on with Melissa.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. My question
is... You have
a
question?
Yes. Does Robin have any info she's willing to give to me about what's in store for in the near future?
Okay, hold on one second. I'm not surprised by this, but she's telling me lots of travel, not only domestic travel, but international travel. And I'm talking about, like, a lot in the next 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, two trips really almost back-to-back that will be domestic. And then, like, maybe a month out or a month and a half out from that, there'll be an international trip. So travel.
Awesome.
And
that's all.
Also, the other thing that's coming through really strong is there seems like there's going to be a little bit of extra money coming in for you toward the end of this month. That's going to, like, give you a little boost for that international travel. But
okay.
I think it's going to be kind of unexpected and kind of come out of the blue. But Spirit's definitely bringing it to you to help with that. So just keep that in the back of your mind. And I'm, like, really feel strongly that's going to materialize for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Donna, you're on there with Melissa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Well, my question is in regards to my job. I've been having some difficulties in my job as far as, I don't know if it's the right, I mean, I feel like I should be doing something else, and I was wondering what you see as far as maybe a new job coming up for me.
Okay, give me one second here. I definitely see a new job on the horizon, but I don't feel as though it's immediate. I feel it's going to be around late spring, early summer, so around maybe the 15th of May onward to probably the middle of June, somewhere in there. I'm usually pretty good with my time frames, and then I do see a change, and it doesn't feel like it's going to be a total shift of job. Like, I feel like it'll be kind of in the same arena, but that will start to open the doors to make that complete change that you're really open to. So, again, I don't see it being immediate, but I do see it on the horizon, and there's going to be a bit of a transition position or job that's going to happen before you make the complete change.
Hmm.
Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, I mean, what I do now, I mean, I guess there's different, I mean, it's the beauty industry, so I don't know. Maybe it's still going to be in a salon, but maybe.
Okay, because I feel like it'll be something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there'll be a position somewhere along those lines, which won't be exactly what you're doing now, but it'll really open the door to make the bigger change that you want to make. And I see you making that change, again, no later than the end of June. So it's on the horizon for you.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, Karen, you're on with Melissa.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, thank you for calling.
Thank you. What do you see as far as my relationship in the next couple months?
Okay, give me one second. Actually, I see really good things. I see the two of you coming closer together. I feel like there's been a bit of a separation. Like, emotionally, just a little bit, there's been a bit of a separation because of stresses. The stresses don't feel financial as much as, like, related to either other loved ones or something, but I feel like that getting alleviated, and then you coming together more emotionally, and I feel like you'll really start to feel this paradigm or this shift start to happen by the beginning of March. But definitely you'll start to feel it start to shift towards the end of this month. But I definitely feel a change in the dynamic between you, but in a very positive way.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. That's perfect. That helps me know that I'm going to move forward.
Yeah. I really feel you just really becoming united together, and it's almost like you're going to be kind of having really parallel levels in spirituality and levels in terms of your overall journey, but there, it feels like there's been stresses related to other loved ones that are just going to not completely disappear, not have as much impact to make stress, so it's going to just be a lot easier.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Susanna, you're on.
Oh, hi, Melissa. My question is, what do you see in my energy?
I'm sorry, what do I see in, I didn't hear the last word you said?
In my energy.
Okay, hold on 1 second. You have a lot of, like, creative energy. You have a very strong sacral chakra, which means, you know, very creative. I also feel as though you need to be using your throat chakra a little bit more to kind of stand up for yourself. It feels like it relates somehow to your place of work, because it doesn't feel like you are really taking ownership or speaking up for either what you deserve in the workplace or for something that's kind of going on. But I do see that sort of being alleviated, like in terms of having the opportunity to do that in the next couple of weeks. And your heart chakra is very, very open, which tells me that you've done a lot of work with just, you know, surrounding yourself with positive people and really trying to enlighten and increase your spiritual journey. So I definitely see that, and your guides are extremely happy about it. The only area I'd say that needs a little bit of attention would be the throat chakra, but I think you're definitely going to get that opportunity in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All righty. So we're all set with the calls for now. I do have a quick question for you, Melissa, if you could ask Robin. Instead of timelines on when another partner will come into my life, can you ask Robin what would be something that I can concentrate on as far as my personal development
to
bring in a new relationship?
To bring in a new relationship, you said?
Yeah, like what I can work on as far as myself.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Well, I'm very happy to say that the sacral chakra is very balanced and well-aligned, which is always good because you want to have that, you know, when you're starting to look for that new connection. The area that you still need a little bit of work on, I think, would be the solar plexus in terms of just making sure that you're open to receiving healing and asking for healing when you need it. Being even a little bit more vulnerable in terms of asking for assistance, not just in terms of healing, but if you need someone to listen, if you need a sounding board, just spirit wants you to be more open to receiving even more than you already are. And also, the heart chakra looks very good, so you don't need to work on that so much, just really the solar plexus and replenishing your energy as you're doing whatever work you're working on and being able to really verbalize when you need that little boost or extra help. And also, your third eye chakra looks very good too, and your throat chakra looks good too. So it's mainly just the focusing on the solar plexus. And you have a new guide that's helping you with that too, and they're going to be coming in this month. I feel like the last week of this month they're coming in, but it feels to me like a very strong female guide that's going to be working with another strong female guide that you're already working with. And she feels like she's very high vibration, almost angelic energy, and she's going to come in to help you with that. But just allowing yourself to be a little bit more vulnerable when needing to ask for help.
No, that's incredible. Thank you for you and Robin, as always. Such
you're
a blessing.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right, you're back on your, you're all set. So no callers right now. Go ahead.
Okay. So that gives me another opportunity to talk to you guys about some things that you can do to help during this Mercury in retrograde and kind of grounding. I've talked about it a little bit on other shows, but some other really simple techniques you can do is literally just putting your feet in the grass or putting your feet in the sand or putting your feet in dirt and being barefoot and really connecting to the earth, because although it helps to connect us to the planet the planet functions on its own on a very high vibration. That's why a lot of times if we go to the ocean by ourselves, or if people like hiking or they're in the woods, they feel very connected to God or to the divine. That's because overall the planet functions on a very high vibration, because Creator or divine that created the planet, of course, works on the highest vibration. So when the planet was created, of course, the highest of vibrations were basically focused on and placed into the planet. So even though it helps you ground yourself and feel connected and kind of focused when energies get a little crazy, it also raises your vibration. And that's why a lot of people are affected by, like, when it storms or the weather. Sometimes people get the blues from a lot of cold weather, or get the blues if it rains a lot. That's actually because they are getting caught up in the energy that's in the atmosphere and not connecting to the ground, which actually functions on a high vibration. So if you're not in a really cold climate, I know many of you are in snow and ice right now, so you couldn't do that. But if you're in a bit of a warmer climate, really concentrate, even if it's raining, to put your feet in the grass, to walk barefoot on the earth. It'll just raise your vibration, and it helps to center you. And for those of you that are in the cold, ice, and kind of stuck inside, one thing that I like to do when I've been in cold weather like that, because I grew up north, so I have lots of snow to deal with. Now I'm lucky to be in Florida where it's sunny, but I definitely have been in those cold winters also. So one of the things that I like to do is, if you have a fireplace, really sit in front of the fireplace and focus on the wood and watch the flame of the fire. It can be very, like, mesmerizing, but it also functions on a high vibration when it's contained like that. And so that can raise your vibration. It also has a very mystical kind of quality to it, so it helps to raise the vibration if you're feeling kind of blue. And if you don't have a fireplace or an area in your home like that, if you have a pet, definitely spend time with your cat or your dog, even fish. Fish function on a very high vibration, even little goldfish. In fact, they function on such a high vibration, that's why they pass away so easily, because they're like little angels, and their vibration is so high that they can only withstand the vibration of the planet and of being in captivity for a short amount of time. And then, you know, they go on to the other side, because they go to the other side as well. And I've actually connected to a goldfish for a little girl in spirit. So, yes, they can communicate too, believe it or not. But try to connect with your pets, because they are always functioning at the highest vibration, even petting them, talking to them. And if you talk to them, really sit quietly with them after you talk to them. Give them praise. They will answer you. And you'll hear answers in your head. That is them communicating with you. I know it sounds crazy, but trust me, as an animal communicator, they do indeed communicate. Sometimes they'll show images, so you may see images in your mind, and you won't actually hear words or a voice, but they will communicate. And just being on the same wavelength, sitting quietly and being with them, will raise your vibration if you're suffering from the winter blues, or if Mercury is also, like, putting you in a whirlwind. I know a lot of people are having issues with insomnia. You can blame that on Mr. Mercury or Mrs. Mercury, because when she's kind of out of whack or going in the opposite direction, it causes those of us that are sensitive to energy, even if we don't know we're sensitive to energy, to suffer from insomnia, because things are kind of going backwards. And even though it puts things out of whack, it does raise our vibration, which makes it harder to ground ourselves and get a good night's sleep. So also connecting with the animals, because many of them do have that Zen quality. If you spend time with them before you go to sleep, that will help to kind of calm your vibration and help you to have a better night's sleep. Even if you have like a dog, like a Jack Russell, that's really, really, really hyper, he's still functioning on a very high vibration, and just spending time with him will either heighten your vibration or calm your vibration, whatever you need. You can think of animals as like the little thermometer that kind of puts you vibrationally wherever you need to be. And if you don't have a pet, you can use crystals in the same way, or even looking at images of animals, believe it or not. Looking at those like real nature captured images of animals also has a bit of that vibration. So looking at those before you go to sleep, or if you're feeling particularly sad or have the blues, that too will raise your vibration. And you can always call on your guide, because that's what your guide is there for, to help you function as a human, but also help you connect to that higher vibration. So don't be afraid to call on your guide. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, you don't have to know their exact name. They will answer to whatever you want to call them, because they're so excited to be acknowledged. And just ask them to help raise your vibration, or ask them to let you know what you should do to raise your vibration. And I mentioned this in another video. If you listen to music that's a little bit more upbeat, now the music I like, I call musical caffeine. It doesn't have to be that fast-paced, but if you listen to music that's a little bit more upbeat, it definitely changes your brain chemistry, and you have to listen to it for about 10 minutes to actually get the effect of changing the brain chemistry, but it changes the brain chemistry and raises the vibration. And if any of you are familiar with the new album by Celine Dion, and there's a song that she does called Incredible, I believe she does a duet with Neo. In the bridge of that song, there's actually a note that is a really high vibration, and I don't mean necessarily by the tone of the note, it's just the vibration of the note itself. It's sort of, if you're familiar with music, it's around middle C, but they quickly hit an E flat afterwards, and that little interval between those two notes is actually very high vibration. So you can listen to that song, and that actually invokes angel energy. I didn't actually hear the words of that song till I heard it about 100 times, but just listen to the melody and it automatically raised my vibration. Not only because I like her and I like both of them as musicians, but because it does have that bit of element, that higher vibration note transition in it. So you can listen to that on YouTube, or if you actually have the album, listen to it. And even if you don't feel like dancing, just wiggle your finger, like move any part of your body, and that automatically starts to lift your spirits and raise your vibration. And I have several friends of mine that can't actually move at all. For if you're in a situation like that, definitely close your eyes. Ask someone to put music on for you. If you can get that song, great. And just close your eyes and listen to that song several times if you have to, and imagine yourself dancing. Imagine yourself moving whatever part of your body that you'd like to, and before you know it, after the second or third time, you'll find that in your mind you're moving your entire body, and that's a great way to raise your vibration. Because I've gotten a lot of emails of people suffering from the blues from all the cold weather or from Mercury retrograde, so I wanted to touch on those for you. And also, you know, if you are listening to this a little bit late, I am covering these topics on my YouTube channel, and I'll continue to do that. So please send me what you'd like to know a little bit more about, and I'll cover it, because it's all about getting through the good times, getting through the not-so-good times, just keep moving forward, raising the vibration, and just as long as we keep moving, it doesn't matter how slow. We can get through anything. And I always write in my blog, it only takes one-tenth of a molecule to create a whole shift in your paradigm or in your life of what you're going through, to change things, to allow everything that you could imagine and dream of, plus some, because spirit always has a picture that's so much bigger than the picture that we're able to see with our minds and even with our spirits, because the universe has the whole map of what we want, of what our wishes are, and the universe or the divine always has such a bigger picture or playing field of what they want to accomplish for us and what they want us to have in all forms of having of abundance, whether it be materialistic, whether it be love, whatever it is, spirit wants it for us and wants to bring in that vibration. But we have to start by moving and just working with whatever we have to raise the vibration to allow that tenth of a molecule to create that whole shift. So whatever you're going through, I hope you listen to this and it gives you hope. I hope it makes you happy. That's the main point for Psychic in Your Pocket and for the little pixies that I came up with the name, you know, with you guys. I just want to spread happiness, really enlighten people, and make the world better. And I think we can all do that if we just realize that we have resources around us, as long as we open ourselves up to seeing whatever resource we have, because we all have it, whether we can move or not. We just have to believe it and find a little bit of that magic, and it can change things in an instant. So I love you guys dearly. Please follow me on the platforms. You know, if you are struggling with something, find a way to write it in a question that would be acceptable to put it on the platform or in a video, and I'll be so happy to do that for you guys. I'll definitely pick the winners of the emails tonight. And I love you guys, and I can't wait to connect next week to your loved ones.
All right. We ready to do all the closing stuff, Melissa?
Yes.
All righty. So let me go ahead and just pull up the info for everybody. I just want to let you know you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, Melissa Hebner is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find out more about this show and other shows on our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And if you want to find out more about the services that Melissa offers, you can go to her website, which is melissahebner.com. That's MelissaHevner.com. And with that, we want to say goodnight to everybody, and thank you for listening, and goodnight, Melissa.
Goodnight, my little pixies. Bye.